I mean, I don't think it is, but yeah, okay. It kind of
it's
names meeting more than us. You're right. The thing reverted to a version about three things before the one that we had before, and then I got it redone, so it came forward again. Because, you know, it reverted to the version where all the details about biology was at the top, which tried to change. So then, anyway.
It's quite used to going one step forward and three back.
So I guess the task with this job advert is to try and distribute it as widely as possible, I guess. I will ask Susanna where it's gone. It seems worth putting on some websites. And then I should talk to Travis about his email. I mean, I forwarded it to the list. I figured that he might be just forwarded on, but I'll just go ask. When it was coming around, it looked like it was going to go into SQL or something automatically. I'll just see what happens. Our own website's really good. If you know where to find it, it's there.
On the front page would be good. Just another thing that says job opportunities available, and I'm doing like to where I do it.
Yeah, it's under research. Yeah. I know.
Might be where to start.
Okay, I don't know what else to say about that, but we'll see if we get anyone to apply. Andre's thinking about it. Oh, yeah.
Not super
ready yet.
We'll see how we go with the telemetry for that.
Flexible. Somewhere in the city. Okay, so then come back to the task list, which is kind of in the development step thing, and just at the moment, the thing that we've been working on is trying to evaluate some of these other software products. And Carl started making it a table, although last time I saw it, it was a structured test, which worked pretty well. But, so we're starting to fill out a table of all these other projects that do some of all any of the things that we want to do. What's your feeling about it?
Much of the table is there to tell we got to look at some of those things again.
Yeah.
But there are a few that look promising. One of the things that's quite scary about it is finding out how many projects seem to have started and
died.
Stopped.
These projects implemented from scratch.
I assume so.
Yeah.
There are a few that look much stronger than the others.
You guys got LibMesh to run not on Alien, so.
Yeah, it ran fine on Linux.
Sure.
Which is what? Developed on Linux.
Without MPI?
Yeah, without MPI.
Yeah, we'll have Linux on.
may want to build the Excel portrait.
Yeah.
Or Excel bit. The ones that do look most promising are C++ libraries. I had imagined that if we wanted to put Fortran in some core element assembly routine or something like that, then we could do so. But I got the impression of something you said, Shane, that you dealt with.
It depends how it's done.
Yes. So how it uses templates?
Yeah. You? Yeah, so how heavily they've made use of templates will enable or disable the ability to use a procedural language, a non-template understanding language to get the right code.
Hmm.
And there's a lot about portability and robustness, because the ways people use templates seem to overload a template specification that existed a long, long time. Pilots be evolving in the use of templates, which is kind of the cutting edge of C++, but maybe not where we need to be.
I was a bit scared of with Excel C, couldn't work out enough to work the issue.
Good, so we need to try and make sure that, that's a good process, I think. Learn stuff. Have you thought about trying to make a test a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? We talked about describing our test problem. It'd be quite useful. Just describe the square that you want to solve, and what the answer is. Especially if we can get an analytic answer.
Yeah. I had in mind time extended gate equation. It'd be quite cool with this extended system of equations, but it can get harder to find an analytic solution. That gate equation sounds like a good start. It's got the fasting operator, it's got time got an analytic solution.
Cool. Do you want to describe that somewhere? Is that
something
you do? I think that's worth doing.
I think there's a lot in terms of investigating that.
I think Carl was looking quite heavily at LibMesh, but it's pulled back a bit just to make sure we get the general overview rather than get stuck our nose in one thing. I got as far as compiling Sundance, and it passes its test. So that's kind of why I'm pushing on an example. I guess if I knew what my test was, then I'd try and set it up.
So what fraction of your guys' time is on this?
Me, no.
Quite a bit of time in last week, sort of this, as much as possible. Else comes up. Ends up being around half a week.
Yeah, when I play Sundance compiled by every region, working on it while at the background while we're actually doing this.
No, that's just get some idea about how long it's
going to
take to get.
Yeah, but if we, as we have a process of identifying the steps and the things we want to do, as Carl's identified, or that we employ someone that can be the first task, which is actually quite a reasonable task, not getting embroiled in too much and saying we'll start from scratch with nothing, it's saying, let's evaluate these things and start learning and think about templates. Peter told him to produce his demonstration of what could be done or something. Peter asked him to provide that. Prepare that and learn from that. And that's all I know.
So that happens soon?
Yeah. I think Peter puts quite a bit of pressure on. And the Sir Grant computer is supposed to arrive, although we've heard no time. But, you know, we haven't heard anything about it. They wanted to deliver it. And when Andrew Cantell gets back, then we'll get the technicians to come across and actually install the software.
Where is it?
Presumably ITC. It just forms another wrap. The ones we have. The other issue is we have to have more networking, a lot more IP stuff. And the IBM people keep going on about how crappy the switch we're using now, but it's what the ITS is using. John and Andrew don't seem so concerned. But to the cluster, all the disk traffic will go across the IP network, unlike to HPC where it's across the fiber channel. It's its own network.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
a
fiber. Yeah, so the disk will be slower than the interconnect, because the interconnect by whatever the way you're getting. Not very near. So we're getting fast interconnect and slower disk. It should be faster to talk to the socket than it is to the MPI for the socket than it is to write to the disk.
You'd expect that anyway, but the lock on the slider didn't change the way you might design the program.
Yeah, I suspect it should be a lot more slower. Even more than just the fact that it's gigabit Ethernet, because it's all going back to NFD, which has got lots of tasks, including instead of being NFS. So.
What do we call this new system? The cluster?
Yeah. I mean, I think we haven't thought of names for these machines yet, but the...
Does IBM have sort of a name for this?
They believe we already have a cluster. So I think the HPC we already have is a cluster. We're just adding nodes to it.
Okay.
As far as they're concerned. So.
Are they SP? No.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. what does IBM call the nodes?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're just changing so fast. But the point is that they intend to include them in the same load level of queue. Well, they'll make another queue, and you'll have
same manager can handle.
Yeah, the same actual manager can handle both queues, and just have another queue at low level and just split. And I think we agreed that we would use a Linux partition on the HPC for development. We'd just take some of the developed CPUs off the development. The examples, do they run on development or do they run on the compute?
No, it's just run on development. There are fewer developers using it at that stage at night.
Yeah, yeah. How many CPUs do you use?
I think we might have put it up to 4.
Right. Because that's what might be actually really there. 4.
Yeah, it looks like 16 on there.
8 real CPUs?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right, okay, yeah, maybe that's one of them. Yeah, 4 real ones.
Okay.
Probably.
We didn't go and turn off the multi-threading for those. For the about fatal view.
Apparently they still haven't got the ability to hear.
Okay.
If I understand it. But this will make it legitimate. They do. It's been hard. It'd be quite nice if it worked well, if you just dump AI.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it seems like we'll even keep it, because it's really compilers that make things very fast.
But it would be nice if you could have a single executable of both the cluster and the develop and only one develop again.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Thanks for waiting around, Greg. Yeah, we've been, Greg, we've got this, we may as well mention that we've got some work on image processing kind of going again, because Harvey is his PhD, and Peter's got him looking at AGK. We're not convinced. I think the biggest challenge is actually restructuring computer fields enough that they're more flexible than they are, and then kind of plug in something else, and then finally having an actual GUI or something that makes it easy to actually use. Apart from myself and people who copy things that I've done, people that I've seen the program.
Copy badly things you've done.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't know. It's not that obvious. I mean, the thing like what Mark was doing is reusing the same coordinate field, same field name, for two different purposes. Seems okay, except that you miss the cache every time, because the cache is stored by that field, and when you use it once here, and once there, and once there, and once there, and once there, it actually was growing the cache away every time, and so it speeded up an order of magnitude just by renaming one of the coordinate fields. I don't know how to fix that. I could go and make the caching much smarter, but it would then go much slower if you did it right. You have to look at a list all the time.
You want some ability to feedback your stats on what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean,
and
Mark
would
is
say,
doing that. Yeah.
You're using
right.
Created them 10 million times each.
Yeah, so that's what, I mean, that's, we can put that in our comp file.
Timing build. Now, you also need to know what's reasonable. You might think,
how do we know? I mean, that's why this snake fitting, Jake's been doing it, it's been taking an hour or two. But he coded up in MATLAB and it took him 4 seconds, and that made him go, something must be wrong here. But before that, how did he know that something was wrong?
Yeah.
Then he asked me, and I said, yeah, it's doing really tough thing. I know I changed things around on Friday, just with the selecting and unselecting of nodes, and I've gone from 2 hours to 13 seconds.
Yeah.
And I can get some more. Like, there's one more big stupid thing.
Our model should be the same
that way. I should be able to pick that one. A file.
We're a long way off.
Yeah, so I mean, day thing to doing dumping. Now it's looking for a new element number. As the number of elements grows, it grows even squared. It's just stuff, to be honest.
Reallocate your elements. Look for one
you
just
grab. Yeah, but it's a list. You've got to find the next available number. You could ask for the last number.
Okay. Just cache
that. Yeah, you've got a cache which is the next available number, and then you modify the list. Either modify it, you could modify it in some sort of way. But that's the sort of thing I've got to add. Because you could see if you've removed or deleted in front or behind.
And you may not worry about holes in your memory. Something bigger than that, right?
Yeah, so it's that sort of thing that causes them. But yeah, so it's all about, do we know whether it's working well or not? Don't know. And I think, you know, like, it's partly the mentality that the code is closed. People think that they can't see it, but it is all there, and, you know, and it's visible if you're running it on HPC, and you can run it and see what it's been all the time. But, yeah. So it's all Yeah, I know, totally. But then, I mean, it's fairly difficult compared to... I don't know. Okay. Well,